Hello?
Good evening, ma'am. My name is Jay. We just conducted an opinion research about the Phoenix, Arizona area. We would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things are going on the wrong track? What's your opinion? Generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge.
I'm wrong.
Wrong track?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of South River, north of South Mountain Park, and west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Now, going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Levine area is again? Or is that clear?
No, I live in Levine.
Okay, excellent, says. Great talking to you. And now, I really appreciate you taking the time to help me. And just to make sure that we reach into, or we're talking to people of all ages in your area, can you please tell me what is the year of your birth?
54.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it. Now, moving forward. Are you, is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Now, and do you consider yourself a white, African-American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino, Haitian, or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race that is
white.
Not listed? White. Thank
no,
you.
No, white.
Now, overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Yeah, excellent, good, just fair, poor?
That's good.
Good, okay. Now, I'm going to read you real quick the list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Levine. Now, please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means that it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. Now, you can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Levine. Now, more affordable housing options to rent or buy from 1 to 5. You think that will improve the quality of life little or a lot?
Well, it's hard to say because I'm not real thrilled about all the construction, housing construction that's going on here. So
that's
I would say no.
But what number should we give him in order to?
Oh.
Yeah, from 1 to 5. 1 means a very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means a lot. So from 1 to 5, what number should we pick?
I guess 2.
Okay. And how about better streets and road maintenance? Will you think that will improve the quality of life from 1 to 5?
5.
Okay. How about more dining and entertainment options? Same question, from 1 to 5.
4.
Okay. How about more parks and recreational opportunities? From 1 to 5?
5.
Okay. And better public transportation options?
5.
And more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses? From 1 to 5?
3.
Okay. And how about more good paying jobs? You think that will improve the quality of life in Levine? From 1 to 5?
Hey, yeah.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. In terms of your job status, are you employee, unemployed, retired, student, homemaker?
I'm retired.
Good, thank you. Okay, moving forward. And would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retails, and restaurants in Levine? Too many, too few, or about the right amount?
4.
How should I record your answer? Too many, too few, or about the right amount?
About the right amount.
About the right amount. Thank you, ma'am. Now, and thinking about the businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine? Too many, too few, or about the right amount?
Too many.
Too many in Levine, okay. And thinking about commercial development, I'm going to reach a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. Ma'am, for each one, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine, okay? Now, doctor's offices and hospitals, would you like to see more of them? Yes, strongly. Yes on what or no? Doctor's offices and hospitals. Yes, strongly,
yes.
Or yes,
mm-hmm.
Somewhat?
Yes, somewhat.
Okay. How about restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues? Would you like to see them? Yes, strongly. Yes, somewhat, or no?
No.
Okay. How about dollar stores and discount change? Same question. Yes, strongly. Yes, somewhat, or no? Would you like to see them?
Yes.
Okay. Yes on what or just strongly?
Yes on what.
Okay. How about home goods stores and other retail stores like Target? Would you like to see them yes strongly, yes on what or no?
Yes strongly.
Okay. How about grocery stores and supermarkets? Strongly yes, somewhat or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. We're almost done. Now, in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more in Levine? On your own words, one or two things. What kind of business would you like to see more? Or what type of stores and businesses?
I think more like...
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that? Like, independent stores. Yeah.
Like my, like local owned?
Yeah, yeah.
Like locally owned stores?
Yeah.
To see more, so just to put it on your words, to see more of the citizens. Well, how can you put it? But I got your point, okay? Just to see more of the owners of the business to be part of the community, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, moving forward, okay? Now, switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Now, is housing availability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, or a slight problem, or no problem at all? What's your opinion?
A slight problem.
A slight problem. Now, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent home? Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not problem at all?
Moderate.
And the cost, a moderate problem. Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Now, still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you the list of different kinds of housing. And please tell me no or yes if you'd like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. Multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums. Would you like to see more of that in Levine? Yes, strongly. Somewhat
no.
Or no?
No.
No. Okay. How about single families, detached homes? Yes, strongly. Somewhat or no?
No.
Okay. How about housing auctions for seniors? Yes, strongly. Somewhat or no?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, how about townhouses or attached homes? Would you like to see them, yes, strongly, somewhat, or no?
No.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, let's finish this up, okay? How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
5 to 10.
5 to 10. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Own.
Okay, thank you. And I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and auctions in Levine. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one of them, okay? The proposal is to repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Will you strongly favor that proposal, somewhat favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
I'm strongly opposed.
Okay. How about the proposal to change the zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings? Will you strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed. And I need to get off the phone because dinner's on the table.
Okay, I'm sorry, ma'am. Can I call you back maybe in about a half hour? Will that be okay? Or an hour from now?
Yeah, an hour from now.
Okay, sorry to bother you, ma'am. Thank you for your patience, though.
Oh, you're
bye-bye.
Welcome.
Enjoy your dinner.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.